Their vision returned slowly, laced with an opaque haze, which could have lingered in their eyes or come from the dim surroundings of the humid stone room. Their body was sore and heavy with the lingering effects of poison and harsh spirits, and the fingers on each hand seemed to move with halting, delayed spasms. The pounding in their head bounced against the walls of their body, drowning out their other senses, replacing them with the rhythmic thudding of their heartbeat. Each pulse served to worsen the persistent ringing in their ears, becoming more severe as they attempted to right themselves, sitting against the stone wall. A gallows smile crossed their lips as they noticed the chains leading from the wall to the raw flesh on their left ankle. It seemed almost laughable that someone would think that they could move in their state, let alone attempt to flee. And so it was that the buzzing drone in their head escalated, and the swarming shadows engulfed their broken body.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Camping Notes Podcast, episode 287.
Do you guys want to talk about Shadow of the Erd Tree a little bit?
Yes.
Elden Ring.
Nobody's playing that crap. Nobody's playing that.
That's true. It's too hard. Actually.
It's too difficult. Hard. It'll too lock hard. You out of storylines. It'll make you kill NPCs.
You'll laugh maniacally after you die to a boss.
If my ass is beating bosses naked,
I have also cackled at
dying. Oh yeah, sometimes you die, you just gotta laugh because whether it was your fault, something ridiculous happened. The game's got a lot of moments.
A lot of times,
or cool shit,
or your wife.
I was about to say, if it's
her
really
her phone
cool.
in the corner of your eye and makes you lose 500,000 runes.
That's crazy.
I cannot.
Why you got that many on you? Hold on. That, everyone stop. Why you got that many on you?
If you're running around with that, put one of the... I know you got like six Erd Tree fucking stems or whatever it is. That'll because no one ever actually uses those.
Put the twig in your pit.
Because that's barely two levels for me at this point, and I had just got done whooping up on a bunch of stuff and didn't realize how much I had.
That sounds like two levels you should have just gotten.
Yeah, two levels you could have had.
Go to the fucking grass, get them levels, and then go do the dumb shit. I walked into a fight yesterday with 300 runes on me because I was like, I don't want to give a shit if I die.
Yeah,
I've started, if I don't have enough to actually level up, but I have a bunch, I turn it into level up stones for my weapons.
Say that?
You know, like, you can go to like the bell bearing ladies and buy...
get all your smith and stones.
Smith and stones. It takes 12 per stone to like
for the regular ones
use
yeah.
all
yeah.
those for like a regular weapon. So if I have a bunch of extra runes sitting around but not have to level up, I'll go and buy 12.
That's a get yourself into multiples of 12 for each one.
Yeah,
I just go farm very tired Albanarchs until I hit a level and then I go back to the DLC right quick.
It's also that's
Ross said what I do also just now. Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm 60,000 away from level. Hold on, let's go to fucking.
Sorry, boys.
Let's approach land right quick.
Oh, it's what I used to do in Bloodborne as well. I'd finish farming pig butts. If you know, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd get your level, and you've got about 30,000 extra blood echoes, not runes, not souls. On you, and I would just buy bullets. Because you always run out of fucking bullets.
Yeah.
I wanted to be at zero so that... Because back in those days, you would fight the Bloodborne bosses and they would be hard. And so you would die. I feel like now if you went to Bloodborne outside of like Orphan of Kaz, you'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
Why is this so easy?
This is very easy. Maybe the whole DLC. The DLC's got some banger
Old bosses. Hunters is pretty brutal, man. That's what I was saying earlier.
Everything's hyper aggressive.
The first time I played through Bloodborne, I played it with the DLC already. And one of y'all was watching over my shoulder on Discord. And you're like, oh, okay, yeah, this is the DLC area. And I immediately started getting my my ass whipped.
Oh, yeah. And so this is the Campaign Notes podcast. I'm Sam, your host and Dungeon Master. This is the Pathfinder podcast. Look, From Software game drops are a moment in gaming. And if you're not part of it, you need to ride the wave, baby. I'm Sam, your host and Dungeon Master. Joined as always by my Table of Tarnished.
Matthew playing Vonin.
Ross playing Strength Faith Palforius Oberfell.
The
Forlorn Andrew, the Unforgiving, playing Holt Carver.
This is only about builds. We don't RP here.
I RP.
Pellerson Pest.
Frustrated Farmer. JP.
Frustrated Farmer.
Frustrated Flame Man.
John Parks, the Locked.
Yeah. Well, you can tell I'm in prime mode. I'm hanging out in a tank top of the wife-beating variety, some people would call.
Yeah.
You know, if they're less than politically correct.
And, I wasn't gonna say anything.
I ate like 4 pickled eggs before I got on here, so.
Good God.
Let's
do it. Coming in hot.
The pre-podcast meal of champions, truly.
Yeah. Go get some farts in here, baby.
Say, my choice is 10 o'clock pizza that will be delivered at the end of this.
10 o'clock pizza.
It's my favorite Wesley Willis song.
Yeah, I was trying to think. Something was like right there. It's like, yeah, it's...
Is it still just right there, though?
Offshoot of the Postal Service.
All right.
I don't know.
See, what I was trying to do was give you...
The other dude from Death Cab did a thing.
A clean slide out, so that way
you could have had a way out of that.
You didn't have to worry about getting there. All right,
Sam said this way, please.
Every time,
scared.
What we got?
Fucking Robert Frost over there was like, "No, I'm going to take the road more frustrating." JP is making labored climbing mimes.
I can't carry the bit, but I can carry you.
He's got a. He's
but
got
I can drag it down. it's the opposite.
We gotta get that energy nice and low before we launch into whatever the shit's going on this week.
I was say JP only plays Shadow of the Erdtree with no skadoosh, refuses to level anything but his rune levels.
I'd say you've seen what's going on.
There's
it's gonna be. About 60 more minutes of just discussion of FromSoft games.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
we will play Pathfinder for approximately 10 minutes of this episode.
A couple minutes that will likely be left out of the uploaded thing.
It just didn't flow. It didn't flow with the rest.
By the way, there was a slight, I said in the Discord, but if you're one of our 5 listeners and not one of the 2 in the Discord, you can... Go back to the episode if you haven't. Listen to the outro. Andrew did a lovely little electronic remix of Cyrus the Brave, which, fun fact, if you really want to drive yourself to near madness, get a job that has 12-hour shifts. That'll do it. But then to add on to that, make a random joke song and then have your friend turn it into a catchy electronic like jingle and enjoy having your own voice in your head going, such is the way for about 5 hours of your 12-hour shift right from the jump off until I got to my first break. I was going to go crazy. And
I think
I
you
did.
Should change your ringtone on your phone to it. Honestly.
Yeah, switch it up, bro. Way.
Sam went through like a tantric psychotic break, like Dennis and Always Sunny.
I thought you were going to say
which
like
time,
Sting, but that was when
he goes inside his own mind and meets British accent Dennis.
But yes, if you want to hear that remix, if you want to catch up on all of our stuff, you can go over to campaignnotespodcast.com. There's all of our old episodes. There's our community Discord. Join it if you want. Up to the minute just information from us if stuff goes bad, or if you just want to talk about like Elden Ring, for example, or mm-hmm. the Souls games, FromSoft in general. That's all we're going to allow. We're going to ban anyone who says anything about our product.
That's right.
For the foreseeable future. While you're over there, you can leave us a message with drop us a line and we will read it out on the show. Thanks as always to Ben Looms and Sirenscape for letting podcasts like us use your sound effects.
Sound effect here.
It should also be noted, if you pay a certain amount of money on our Patreon, you too can turn that super catchy jingle into your ringtone, because you will get all of the music.
That's like true. The most solid advertising you've ever done. We've ever done. As a podcast.
Now, if you pay this,
we can
shambles back into the woods.
We can give you something.
All right, what's up with the tech issues right now? JP's mic sounded weird, and then all the lights are changing in Sam's room.
That's because JP decided to fucking molest his microphone when he was calling me a capitalist.
Yeah, well, my the boom stand was a little loose here, and then the old cardioid got switched over the wrong way, so I was talking to the back of the microphone.
There was a lot of weird technical things happening from my perspective for like 5 seconds.
I just turned on a lamp, but the color it was on was the like bright yellow light.
Just
I
normal
on purple.
Lamp color.
Yeah. It was far brighter than I anticipated.
This is 2024, man. You can't have just like a lamp colored lamp no more.
No.
You
have if your lamp ain't purple, bulbs. Yeah. I'm going to put some
that,
fairy
how
lights
how
in
how
the
those
background.
Work?
If you got to ask, man.
It depends. So I'll Come give on. You a quick Sam.
Do they have Bluetooth in them?
Sam's consumer
some,
square.
Some do.
You can pay way too much and get a Bluetooth one if you really feel the need to, I don't know, make your nerd den even nerdier. What I prefer is the like $10 one I got that just has a tiny remote.
Yep.
Hell yeah. That's literally the same remote that came with my aquarium lights.
There you go.
Yeah, I got that remote too, actually, because I bought an aquarium off JP. Rather drunkenly a few years back.
Basically, have like 10 color options. You can change the dimness. You can make it smooth, fade. Like, you can make it whatever. But the Bluetooth ones were like $60. And I was like, I honestly don't want that. I'm not going That's to wild. Go through the effort of like linking it to my computer so that as the computer makes rainbows with its LEDs, so does that. Like, I don't care about that. I don't even my computer lighting is pretty boring these days too, honestly.
I will say I'm usually not really like too concerned with the RGBs and whatnot, but yeah. I have seen the, I don't know how it's set up. I guess there's like RGB lights behind your monitor.
Yes, or TV I have
whatever,
also seen
and
that.
It almost like extends the scene.
Yeah. Adds
JP, everybody lighting. Can tell that you're not concerned with it because currently you're living in like a fluorescent hellscape of your own
That's
super
true.
Pale making.
It's true. Yeah. Shades of white.
Yeah, he's using
JP.
The overhead light,
lighting in this
like house. Like a monster.
Extreme Whoa. Overhead lighting with a wife beater and being a ginger is just you're almost as white as Andrew when he looks at his Yo Mama jokes.
You're listening
or People Magazine.
You're just,
or People Magazine.
You're lucky.
No, People Magazine. I've got People Magazine set to dark mode. Right
dark mode. Yeah.
So here, let me open Notepad. Give you guys a real
Lord.
Taste.
Oh, been there.
Oh,
there it
yeah.
is.
Yeah, it's pretty pasty.
It's even worse because that the blue reflection
Those glasses
on your eyes just give yeah. you the like under eye. You just look so tired.
I am.
No, he looks like he fucking ingested the spice melange.
Oh,
is what
yeah.
it looks like.
He looks like a dune.
He is doing a dune.
He's after all of Asura and its original name, Dune.
Dune.
I am aiming for the navigator body type with my dietary choices. Just float me in a tank of gas, bud.
You know what? Speaking of Dune, I finished the book like 4 days ago.
The first one?
Finally. Yeah.
Way to go, Frank Herbert.
Yeah.
You did it.
Someone already read it.
You're like 50 really? Years too late.
That's good.
It really...
So
oh, I didn't
dumb.
Hear it.
I implied that you wrote the book Dune and said that that was redundant.
Do you want a hero pointer on Isaiah or Cyrus?
Oh,
throw it on old side Addy, thanks.
Since it was a outside of episode, non-character specific hero point giving.
That's a good system.
I've got a fucking bandolier of hero points right now.
I'm gonna say it's only a good system if you're like JP and Weber, where you have two characters.
Yeah, what the fuck? We don't even let my dead snake guy be around anymore.
I was like, could you say James get hero points?
If he might have gotten one.
I was about to ask if Andrew remembered his name, but you ruined it.
We did that bit a few episodes ago because
I know I wanted to check again because yeah,
so,
I don't
so
think
the answer
he
is
does still.
No.
Bro.
He might not even remember
Einstein,
it now.
Einstein said it. If you can easily look it up, there's no
Slappy
need
McFappy,
in memorizing.
The lizard fella. I don't know.
How can you easily look it up, Andrew? Tell me where you're going to go to look it up.
Path Builder.
Ah, that's like a
cheat. You got you there.
I forgot you are actually using technology now to make your characters instead of paper and pen.
Sam, I answered quickly. Can I have a hero point?
No. I'll put one on Cootie St. James.
Ah, ripping power. That's when he
comes back. No, if another member of the St. James clan shows up, that would be played by me, and they would be very stupid. But speaking of very stupid, let's dive into this game where our very smart group of adventurers have themselves in a little kerfuffle in a basement after finishing the combat. What?
No, I was gonna make it.
I listened back to the shit show of y'all torturing a man.
What I was going to say is you would think that we would have discussed anything about this episode in the no DM zone prior to this week.
I wouldn't have thought that at all.
Because we have put ourselves in a bit of a sticky wicket, and
didn't
we have
even
done
cross
exactly
my mind.
None of that.
Shadow of the Erd Tree came out.
Yeah, exactly. That's the problem.
We were distracted, okay?
And two also, Russ wouldn't stop making cricket references that nobody understood, so...
I think two of us work very long shifts at a job in person. Two of us work shifts that never end because their job forces them to be on call. Andrew works elsewhere. And
I also have a job.
Andrew works a baby job.
Andrew
turns
tricks. He's his own boss, kind of.
Can't nobody work a hand like me.
And that's why he makes more money than all of us.
That's right. As I sit here in my gold chains.
Onlyfans.com/
my throne of crowns.
Dirty Andrew the Pestilent, or whatever he called himself.
His empire of squirt.
All right. That's also great, but you know what? I'm just lumping that in. You only get one
squirt
hero point.
Myself
that's
so today.
I squirt myself today, yes, to see if I still came. There's a million ways you could go with it. But where we're going to go is right back into this basement where after abducting this cultist and basically torturing them while... asking, like, I think one of you, it was Palforius, of course, who actually asked a, like, question about what was going on.
I tried before I shot him in the leg.
I tried also. I just rolled poorly, so it negates any sort of good questioning when you roll, like, a natural two.
It's true.
Get, like, a full party of our characters together. You just kind of have to hope for a moment of clarity from one of them. Where they're like, all right, I'm going to pursue this story thread.
Well, it's amazing how often it leads to the, like, horrible maiming or mental destruction of a random person. But here we are.
Oops. Listen, I said it last week, and I'll say it again. If you use intimidation to interrogate someone to get answers out of them, and they simply... don't go for it. You're in a tough spot. Okay,
it's true.
Because what do you do?
This guy's tough. I don't know
like,
what to do.
Like, Palforius shot him. The guy like spit on him and was like,
he's like, "Fuck this
you know, screw your
way
mother.
More
fuck
badass
off.
Than us.
Too yeah, stupid like, to live. Dumbass.
Say like, now you can't be trusted to stick around." But yeah, you did get a couple bits of information about them building up some pyres. Doing some very summony demonic rituals within the locations that you scouted out in Casa Domar. where they were burning the buildings.
I thought I had some notes to that effect, but I just flipped back to my most recent, and it is, Coltsus got blown away. Thanks, Palforius. Where are the regalia? Town guard is here. Thanks, Palforius.
Yep, and that, well, that's basically the recap.
Maybe because, it's like a census thing they're doing. We don't actually know why they're here
that's
yet.
True. After rolling an untrained
intimidation. You guys okay? We heard gunshots.
Intimidation
oh,
checks. Palforius shot the man in the knee and then twice in the head because the first one didn't kill him enough. Legitimately, it didn't kill him, and he was horribly in pain, begging to die. And so three, and keep in mind, as we mentioned last time, these are not pistol shots.
This was an arquebus. Yes.
Yeah, and so some three large caliber shots went off in this basement, and the episode ended with a knock on the door and a voice saying, "Town guard, open up!" And we will dive back in.
Now, I do have a question, Sam.
Also, I have two answers. One to the question you haven't asked. The question that you haven't asked, is the Dice Stat Tracker mod installed now? Yes, it is. So over the next few episodes, we should have some interesting stats. Now continue,
wow,
Andrew. Go ahead.
I did mention at the end of the episode using prestidigitation to... start to clean up. That was before the guard ever knocked or anything like that.
He did.
We were still discussing.
Did you? Because it might have been in the last bit of the episode that got cut off because you're bad at your job.
I mean, we could check the tapes, but I believe...
That was my favorite part about the last bit of the episode getting cut off, is it wasn't my fault. And I was just like, oh, man.
Don't worry.
Ross,
as soon as,
Ross doesn't
as
care
soon
if the
as it
product
happened.
Suffers as long as it wasn't on him.
As soon as it happened, I did not go, oh, one of our editors messed this up. I went, oh, Andrew messed this
Andrew.
Up.
Hold on now. I've been under a lot of stress lately.
And yeah, Andrew, that is A-okay, 100% fine. You start using prestidigitation to clean up. Blood and viscera is mostly what's kind of hanging around
That's
this
right.
corpse.
Yep. Yep, I figured there'd probably be some blood up in there. I'm just trying to, you know, give it the old spit shine.
As they we're kind of we're in Max Payne bullet time. Whatever y'all want to do.
Would prestidigitation put their innards back that way,
and then like stuff them in a broom closet,
vanish them
instantaneously, or
I don't really like how do
tidy color clean or soil an object of light bulk or less. Can affect
quick soil his guts.
That's a
one bulk with 10 rounds of concentration and a large object, a 1 minute per bulk. So cleaning the whole room would take a while.
I was going to say, this is going to be a minute. Right now, you're basically like using a couple Tide, or not Tide, like a Bounty paper towels to clean a...
I'm smearing
a Clorox wipes out. Like abattoir.
You moron, blot. Blot. Don't wipe.
Right, use the bleach so the luminol doesn't work.
You don't tell me how to wipe my own ass.
I'm the one that knows prestidigitation. Don't tell me how to do it. And he starts blotting because it did seem like a good idea.
So yeah, Holt is at work doing that. The rest of you, what would you like to do?
Cyrus turns to the rest. Is anyone particularly good at lying?
No. I'm incredibly bad at it. I mean, I'll sound all right while I do it, but I can't roll for shit, so...
I mean...
all right, I'll give it a shot.
I was going to say, the two best liars are the people who would talk to each other right now.
Yeah. So, Sarge is going to shout up to the guards that everything's fine. That was a really big broom fell over. We're good.
Are you looking for your deception right now, or?
No, I have it right here, and I accidentally clipped on intimidation first, so I had to fix that.
Gotcha.
A big broom fell. Get out of here. we're gonna hero point that.
It was a 24 for those at home.
24, 10 on die. Not great. Okay.
Shit.
Okay. Good start to the tracker.
That was a 16.
Doing this.
Let's go to the dice stats.
This is all in service of the statistics now, just to prove that it's bullshit.
You're mean. Roll is a 6.
I don't believe you. Right.
All right,
open this door right now.
It wasn't a broom. It was a series of overladen shelves.
Open this door, or we're going to kick it down.
I see the shelves are in the way.
Is there anyone else we can talk to?
He's just like gesturing to everybody else, like, anybody got anything?
You start to hear the door kind of jiggle.
Sam, give me a description of the space. Is it like, if they walk in, is it like the body is there?
Can we throw a tablecloth over?
Basically, imagine a very just like open basement area. There's like 6 load-bearing rotten wooden pillars on the bottom that are supporting the house above you. It's a low ceiling. There's one large table in the middle with several mismatched rickety chairs and like barrels that they would sit around. The table is covered with documents and blueprints that you saw before that the regalia were using for Casa Domar primarily, though there are some for Riverstead underneath. In that area, I would say within your creativity, if something makes sense to be in a basement, like we're all from the South. All of us have seen basement, like under house, like,
I'm a pretty big fan of the movies. I've seen things with the basement in them.
Well, I was more talking
I've
about
seen
like,
basements before.
We store our shit that we don't want to use until we need it and it's rusted and it's covered in dirt. Like,
yeah,
you know,
they really have basements around here. That like I who had a basement growing up.
I'm not even really thinking of a basement. I'm more honestly the way I'm imagining it, thinking of like a outdoor like storage shed. But it's,
well, house.
Yeah,
bomb shelter.
It's kind of
more
house. Yeah, what all of us had. The bomb shelter, whale house, or underground.
Whale house.
Whale house.
It's a whale house.
It's where my ass is.
Can I ask you a question here?
You just did.
And
so
by
that's
can I ask
one.
You a question, I mean I'm going to ask you this question anyway. So I would like to roll society to see if I can glean something from these maps and fucking the various things that I know about the town. In effort to essentially manufacture a way to be like, you know, Mr. Guard, I understand that, you know, the mayor's on your ass about this fucking thing over here and blah, 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 blah.
Sure.
Like, try to come up with that sort of situation.
Yeah.
That's a 28.
All right. Society. So that is successful, which will drop the DC of the diplomacy check that you now have to make.
Okay. Which is great, because I'm untrained, because I desperately need it to be dropped. Also a 16.
A success. I dropped it to a 15. So basically, you looking at the maps, you can see that they've marked several hotspots in Riverstead, where it seems like police presence has been elevated. The basement is one of them. The eastern side of the city is one of them. And you can also see a location marked as the Martolo's Greenhouse, which is at the northeastern end of the city, is also in a very heavily policed area. And with that society, I'm not going to give you this next one, but I'm going to let you roll one more time to see if you notice a specific mark. Or I'll give you, there is a mark that looks like a like quickly sketched almost doodle of a glove over top of a fire, like if it was on a standard with no color to it. Make a society roll to see if you recognize this.
That's a 22.
All right. So you have seen this while you were escaping from... oh, God. Where's my world map?
There's too many places now that I've made up, and I don't know what they all are.
While you were going from the Silver Dark to Gambler's Cauldron, you saw a couple ships bearing this, and speaking with some of the, you know, sailors you were running around with, or basically dudes who you were trying to hide out on their ship and then threatening them with violence when they found you. This obviously is the symbol of Galarian's Reach.
Okay.
And the occupying force that now resides there.
Okay. So yeah, what I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of call through the door and be like, I'm sorry, boys. We did have a bit of an issue with some things falling over here. My friend over here is not lying about that. However, I understand that, you know...
He sounded like he was lying, to be fair.
Well, the issue is that we all know that there's some shenanigans going on in the area, and you boys have to make sure everything's tight and tidy. But I promise you, it's perfectly fine. Everything in here is fine. I understand that, you know, with the Galarian's Reach, things that are happening, that's a whole big deal as well. So, Martolo's and all that, they desperately need attention, just like this area does. We just knocked some shit over, and it was very loud. I'm sorry.
What about?
I'm not trying to.
Galarian's Reach.
That they're constantly encroaching on everything in the islands, and they're just doing their shit. You know what I'm saying?
You begin to hear them attempt to knock the door down.
That's not great.
I
try to use the resources at my disposal.
Wham!
You said the quiet part out loud. I think
I did say the quiet part out loud.
Let's just open the door. They're coming in,
boys.
All right, hey, if y'all quit kicking on that door, I'll let you in. Can we all agree to that, fellas?
We won't put up a fight.
All right. I'm going to open the door. Quit kicking. God damn it, I said quit kicking the door. I'm trying
my mother's door.
Wham.
Stop it. The doorknob's rattling too much.
Entirely unnecessary.
Open it.
It's my favorite door.
Holt opens the door smiles boyishly.
Rusan cries softly in the distance.
You see one gentleman.
Halt, criminal scum!
Wielding a.
Zooms in real fast on this Gordon's face.
You violated the law! Are four men, one at the front holding a large hammer, a two handed. I wouldn't call it a colossal weapon, but probably like a great hammer.
Light great hammer.
Larger than average hammer.
And three behind him, all with weapons at the ready, all sporting the embroidered...
Same upside down visor.
Hands
fuck boys
over top of a white fire on there.
Oh, I see what I did now.
Whoop.
Yeah.
That does explain a lot. I kind of figured that as you got so angry, but now I can see it with my own eyes.
Ooh, thank God there's none of these cops out here.
We know the cops have been fucking with everyone, but...
This is where if it was like a Western, you'd be like... Yeah, fucking your reach extends your grasp, and then I'd shoot him in the fucking face. But I don't think it's gonna work that way.
I'd say y'all have a couple moments if you would like to do something.
Yeah, let's.
I'm letting Mr. Door open, who actually has charisma to do the job now.
What's this room look like so everybody can scatter into an ambush position?
So you see the guards rush in. And I will activate the new map area.
This is a very detailed map for having made it in the last 5 minutes.
I did not make this map. I found this map.
Okay. I was about to say, that's
2 seconds.
Incredibly fast, Sam.
Good Jesus, lord, I would be good.
He's gotten very good at Foundry.
No, and I happened to find a very good representation of kind of what I was imagining for the basement that honestly does
solid
a better job
map.
Of describing pretty it. There's a wash basin in the south. There's rope. There's tarp.
What's that bugle up there, dude?
Potions. You blow it like most of the best things. But we are going to get into initiative because, like, no one's stopping them at this point. They rush in and they see.
Boys, there's no reason to fight.
They see the body.
It felt, the stuff fell on him. That's why his brains are everywhere.
It's okay.
Y'all,
he was,
y'all forget that none of the shells,
guy.
None of the shells have actually been knocked over. Someone just runs out real quick. Bam! See,
everything's pulls pristine. Over the shelves next to him. Yeah.
Oh
well,
right.
Shit.
Damn, 42.
He rolled him very high.
He rolled very well. Yeah.
Dude looks like a Nemesis.
Straight up, yeah, he is.
Dude is Nemesis.
He is Nemesis.
Yeah, there you go.
I was thinking the same thing that I zoomed in. I was like, no, that's just straight. That's Nemesis.
That's Nemesis from the Resident Evils 2 and 3 remakes.
Nemesis and
Bale's,
3.
Christian Bale's character from fucking Gunkata.
Equilibrium?
Yeah, thank you, Equilibrium.
How dare you?
And then
forget the Matrix.
3 Ferg Chassons, apparently.
Hey, I didn't even figure y'all would remember him.
Ferg Chassons?
That was in the game I ran.
I was using.
I was about to say.
Yeah, the picture I used for my old paladin. Oh, right.
The Extinction Curses that we haven't played in for fucking ever because Ross Quest just took over the time slot.
Yeah, that's fine.
So. He will first use the activated ability on his Nightmare Cudgel, which is the hammer in his hand.
That bodes really well.
Mostly because...
It's probably one of those things where it's named worse than it actually is.
Honestly, kinda.
It's just a dowel rod.
The best part is the description. You initiate an intimidating walk, thumping the cudgel menacingly against your palm. Such a fucking cop. As part of activating this item, which this is 2 actions...
That is an extremely cop thing to do.
You can stride twice for the next minute. When you successfully strike a creature with the Nightmare Cudgel, you can use a free action to attempt an intimidation check to demoralize the struck creature. And so he is... Actually, before we start, because I just kind of put everybody around, this is generally where you would be. Like, don't put yourself in somewhere that's dumb, like behind all the guards, but you can reorganize yourselves. Holt immediately does the stupid thing that I asked him please not to do. Thank you.
I casted a spell to leave the area.
I'm gonna cast a spell to kill this character.
I think I'm actually, it would make sense for me to be right beside the dude man that I was torturing.
Yeah. Cyrus is
needlessly
sort of down closer to the stairs where he was shouting up, I assume. Yeah, it makes sense.
So he's going to attack Cyrus. Striding once as part of the activation of the Nightmare Cudgel.
Oh, good, you're here to help with the shelves.
I'll bring the shelf down on you, fella.
You don't do that.
And he...
That seems like kind of a waste of an action, but I mean, if you want to do it, you can do it.
Actually, yeah, bring that shelf down. Bring all the shelves down. No, not the shelves. all my sundry items.
I was going to say, all of your enameled Dutch ovens are going to fucking fall over. Whatever the fuck those are.
It does look like a Dutch oven collection. There's a magnum of wine over there.
And he
Ultra
throws,
magnum of wine. What is that motherfucker? 5 feet
he
tall?
He throws the Nightmare Cudgel at Cyrus.
Oh,
shut him up.
He's going to cudgel you.
It clatters to the floor.
That is a 38.
It
does not clatter to the floor.
That would be your teeth clattering to the floor.
Fucking crits me to the core, actually.
All right. So... Firstly, Cyrus will take 38 acid damage.
Acid?
Oh, no, he won't. He's got resistance 5 acid because of that ring that never is relevant until now.
So he will take 33 acid damage.
Yep. Yeah.
Wait, did we heal up?
No.
Nope.
Yeah.
No, we're screwed.
We didn't take the time to do that while we were torturing.
He's also going to pop off with a deflecting wave.
Okay.
Which Oh, because it's acid damage, he gets double his level.
Oh, wow. All right. That. So that'll take 20 more off.
Another 20 off it.
So 13, you take,
I think.
13 total damage.
Woo.
As it's still, like, you push a lot of it away, but you basically see this cudgel just, I imagine, soaked in acid, apparently. Because this weapon is,
shit.
This item is fucking wild. And it just splashes through your wave onto your...
It's like a glow stick full of sulfuric.
You got it all over your nice shirt.
Oh, your beautiful shirt, you dingling.
Your beautiful shirt. And so you take that 13 acid damage, and he will get a free intimidate to try to demoralize you. So this will be against your will DC. That is a 30. I don't think you have a 20 will.
Not yet.
All right. So you are frightened one.
All right.
Because you, it's not a crit success, right? That intimidate? No.
No.
Cool. That
would hope he doesn't have a fucking plus 10 will right now. I would have to question a lot of things about the way the kineticist works.
It is my lowest. Oh, no, wait. It is... Yeah, tied for lowest. It's a plus 17.
Next, we have Vonin. I will also say, Cyrus, I did update the Pathfinder module, so you can see if the kinesis stuff works. I don't know. Either way, it's Vonin's turn now. The guard just threw an acid stick at Cyrus.
Yeah. How much of that... what's it called? Touchy to heal. The stupid...
Oh, the fucking...
Vital Beacon?
Vital Beacon. I about said Vicarious Visions. That would
We didn't use that in that previous fight, did we?
No. Didn't use it at all, so you got a fresh 4d10.
Vonin tackles Holt.
Yeah. I mean, who's
vibrating on him?
I have full hit points. I did not get touched in the combat.
Say, the answer is you is hurt, Vonin.
Down 22, so you good.
Okay, yeah, because I'm at 56 out of 148.
Well, that sounds like a you problem. Holt withholds his charge of Vital Beacon.
Masturbates to give himself the Vital Beacon.
Vaughn's going to move over and get within touch range and touch Holt Carver.
I did not consent to this.
Oh.
I don't really care what you consented to. Oh. I'm going to
touch you anyway. It's got to be a willing participant, so...
That's true.
He's the one that has the Vital Beacon. Yeah.
That is true. I guess the spell doesn't mention the caster being willing.
Yeah, it does.
You casted it already. You have declared your willingness.
You should have seen how he was dressed.
like a cleric / the Undertaker.
A cleric with an aura of healing around him. What was I supposed to do?
All right. Go ahead and roll that Holt. Since his
Bunnin slaps you across the face for 1d4 damage, and then however much healing that gives him when he touches you.
Holt yells, "I poppy," and you get 20 hit points back.
Hot damn.
Joke's on you, that's my fetish.
Yeah, right? I am clicking on something that's not my character sheet because I don't know where my character sheet
is. I got the healing already.
Press the C button.
Thank you. Yeah, I know, I do. I thought it was furled.
Shut up, Ross. You know he has problems with this.
Uh-huh.
Quit making fun of
it
him.
It hadn't minimized it. It closed. Anyway. The next thing he will do is ready gravity weapon.
All right.
I think that's all three because that's a...
Yeah.
The
move,
even
touch,
a
5-foot ready.
Shift counts as a... Yeah. Yep. Counts as a thing. So.
Does gravity weapon a one action cast?
Yeah. Should be.
Oh, okay. You said ready gravity weapon, so I want to make sure that was what was actually happening.
Yeah, let me make sure, because I can't find it now, but...
Should be under your...
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, one action cast, yep.
Cool.
All right, Palforius, you're up.
Palforius,
the fuzz
is
here.
Look up at Cyrus and be like, were you planning to move out of the way, or should I move out of the way? I don't want to accidentally shoot you in the back, but I can wait a second if you want to do your thing first.
Yeah, let me scooch.
I'm going to delay until right after Cyrus.
Okay. I will scooch you.
Next up is Cyrus.
You scooch me. Oh, yeah, scooch me.
Cyrus the Frightened.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Cyrus is about to unhinge his jaw, apparently, and dragon breath on these fools.
I'm not going to bother rotating that.
It's going to hit all of them, and please get it off my screen.
Yep.
He put a picture of his testicles all over the enemies.
Yeah, get it out of here.
And I did save it to use on a future enemy, but...
Yeah. Squirticus. The ball bag.
He got there, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
He did.
Two
Squirticus is a fucking S-tier name, though.
Squirticus. Dot, dot, dot.
Oh, he said Scroticus. I thought he said Squirticus.
Squirticus. Yeah. That's even better. It's more, it's on theme.
Both are very good.
Squirticus the moist.
It's a water elemental.
Wow, I was about to just roll damage there.
Okay.
Let's get a basic reflex all these guys.
All right.
Fucking cut the bullshit, Dasher.
Yeah, fuck let's this. 5d8, everybody. Fuck them.
I'd say you'll roll anyway. I'm sure someone will fail. You said reflex?
Reflex. It's 26
for all the DC. Right. We will start with the captain. Who
not my
hits
captain.
A fail on a 25. Then from left to the right, we have a success with a 29. A critical fail with a 15.
Ooh,
love nice. And a regular fail with a 23. All
okay.
right.
Well, so it's
of course, all of them had to be covered.
Bludgeoning, yeah.
So the regular fails will take the full 19. Bap, leftmost guard takes half of that. No, sorry, middlemost guard takes half of that. Leftmost guard takes double, and I will roll that. Is it a spell? Is it an ability? What's the... What kind of damage is it?
Bludgeoning damage. It's right. Literally like a jet of water. He's doing tidal hands, so he blasts everybody back with like a geyser.
Nice.
The dude that critically failed also gets pushed 5 feet, so I don't know if he's going to take like damage from crushing.
Yeah,
the
he will. He will take. I think isn't it the equivalent amount of falling damage?
It's like fall damage. Yep. Yeah,
it is 5 damage.
So he'll take that extra 5 damage, and then I'm gonna count this as a bomber spell because that makes sense to me. That makes sense to y'all.
I mean, yeah.
It might as well
fucking be.
So it'll either do normal damage and the target can't cast spells or activate magic items for 1d4 rounds, or just do the double damage.
Double damage.
Yeah. Double damage plus an extra 5. Kaboom. You see the bottommost guard get slammed hard into the wall. You see the captain turn back and be like, fucking... pick yourself up. Lock in. Lock in.
Dude runs a tight ship there. Yeah, someone gets fucking blasted. He's like, you're embarrassing me. What are you doing?
Fuck you.
Oh, my guts.
It's like chest plate is dented inward.
All right.
Fucking eyeballs hanging out of its socket.
Yeah. Get together, Jenkins. Third
put
action.
Your fucking eyeball back in your face.
You're embarrassing us.
15, 20, Cyrus is going to retreat to the west across the room with his third action, and gate is closed because that was an overflow attack.
All right, closed is gate. Palforius, you're up.
Palforius casts True Strike with his first action, and then Spell Strikes with Shock and Grasp at level 4 on the captain with his second and third actions.
All right.
Well, one of those is a 31.
Nice.
I'm really glad I cast a True Strike.
31 does hit, yes.
All right, so we're going to deal 7 piercing damage.
Ouch.
He takes it. He doesn't even grunt.
and 32 electricity damage.
But then he goes,
Right when he was talking shit about how the first thing didn't do any damage to him. Is that the best you got?
Oh, they had better.
I was just saying, you boy should have gone to look somewhere else. I would just, you know, wouldn't have to shoot you or anything.
What do you mean you should have gone to look somewhere? There's a literal dead body there.
No, there.
Yeah,
he
was being an asshole.
What do you mean he's being an asshole? You.
We came.
You're supposed to give yourself up. We need to take you in.
No,
in my defense, he did literally ask for it.
I mean, he. Yeah, that's true.
They can corroborate.
He did say, please kill me.
Why would I trust any of you?
Why would you not?
Because you're five disgusting creatures surrounding a dead body in a basement that also
I resemble that remark.
Said you don't like us, and I don't like that you don't like us.
There's no need for the editorializing there. I mean,
but can you understand? Like, I find that you guys are probably not pretty popular with the populace. You know, so it's one of those things. A lot of people.
Isaiah,
like
you're
it.
Up.
It's just a thing.
Yeah. I like Palforius's method of inflict great bodily harm and then be like, "Why are you doing this to us, guys?"
Bang! Electric
you're making
bullet.
Me do this to you.
Now, I told you, man.
I don't enjoy this.
I'm not just here to gaslight my friend into thinking that they thought when
everybody.
Bad things happen.
Gaslight
also,
the world.
I'm here to gaslight the enemies too.
Gaslight the world to a.
The captain right. looks at you. Says, pull the trigger.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, just like the other guy.
All right, Isaiah.
This is the second time today somebody's asked me to do this. It's kind of odd.
All right, Isaiah.
Yeah, I was trying to get my dude moved. Reach is funny, you know, and that's
you,
not
you
even
can,
like the
you
right
can reach
tool. Okay.
With that, yes.
Just making
the,
sure.
The diagonal does not use Pathfinder
it,
rules.
It always
is,
throws me off.
Yeah, that's 10 feet in Pathfinder.
Yeah. So
the first diagonal is 5, the second's 10, or right? Isn't that how that works?
Right, but reach weapons don't follow that rule. It's
also 2 for 15 and Friday's $1 per. So.
Just roll your failed stratagem so we can get on to Holt Carver.
Okay. Hey, this one might not fail. He's going to take it. Well, 33
I'd say, I don't want to do Ross's job because I know he was
the
sitting there going
here.
Like, it's definitely not
it
going
hits.
To fail. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Hooray.
Stratagem!
Oh my god, stratagem! Stratagem!
It's works like the fifth one to hit!
Times. Alright, he's gonna swing in with that guy's arm and do 34 damage.
Max on those
nice
D10s.
Job.
Hell yeah.
I'd love to see it.
Yeah, 210s, and then the precision
slash,
wasn't shabby.
You slash Nemesis, the guard captain, up. I accidentally. Hit it twice. He doesn't.
No, just double.
No,
it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Just
do he's
it
not
again.
Double.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Just do it again.
And he turns back to his fellow guards and goes, "Get in there! They're dicing me up!" And they go, "It hasn't been our turn yet.
It's Isaiah's not my turn, like, Captain.
Stop resisting. You're all under arrest."
Everybody's
hands
gaslighting.
There.
We're actually the police. What did you do
citizens,
to this body?
Citizens arrest. What is going on here?
What are you doing here at the police station?
Is that all three, Isaiah?
That's all three.
All right.
It's like the
we
two
have...
most effective turns I've had with both characters.
Seriously, yeah.
How long?
It's very
it's
good.
Very
it's
good.
All downhill from here, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Isaiah's going to somehow kill Cyrus, and I'm just going to fucking drive off into the desert.
So we've got
Isaiah's gonna lock Cyrus out of a bunch of quests.
The top rightmost guard who is going to move up to defend his captain against Isaiah and Palforius.
I mean, that's a choice you can make, I suppose.
And he will reach out to strike at Isaiah with his halberd.
Is it golden or like just like a bitch halberd?
No, it's just it's a bitch halberd.
Hmm.
That's a 34, Isaiah.
Yeah, it'll hit.
Whoosh! And he...
Whoosh!
He strikes you for 15 piercing damage.
Oh, you jerk.
It's my weakness. Damage.
And he can do one more. And this will just be another halberd strike with map. This one will miss with a 17. Next up, Holt Carver.
If he wasn't sick, that would have been a crit fail.
Ooh.
Sweet.
Lame.
Just another. I'm just trying to make
Holt
Andrew feel bad.
Hey, baby, it's out of my hands. I sent it up to God, and he didn't answer
it's
my prayers.
It's literally entirely in your hands.
I've sent it up to God in game universe, and the prayers were not answered. There's nothing I could do. It's in his hands now, big man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It was in your hands.
Shut the fuck up. Or,
excuse me?
Sorry.
Yeah, a tiny voice gets
I think I
away.
Swallowed some cayenne or something. That was crazy. First two actions. Actually, action the first, I would like to slap Vonin back.
Okay.
With another vital beacon.
Little double
how dare you, sir?
Double beak.
Yes. So I would like to activate it.
I am still
again.
The willing participant.
So that'll be 15 HP back to my nice. Slap buddy, as I call him.
That's really, you grab him by the scruff of his collar and just go, are you willing? Yes.
Actually, I'll do what my dad used to do to me when I was a kid.
Spray paint on my teeth.
He would walk up to me and he'd go, healed, and he would.
Oh, yeah.
He would hit me in the forehead with a palm.
Apple auto sales.
I was thinking
sometimes you gotta heal your credit.
I will heal your credit.
Thinking more like the, since Venom got the double tap, it's like the Dune 2 when Baron Harkonnen gives his nephew a kiss and then his nephew grabs him and kisses him back.
Yeah, that's right.
You gotta Austin Butler the fuck out of Bonin.
Strange
right
energy in that scene.
What do we do?
Second and third action. It's a classic. You know it. You love it.
Oh,
Holt will cast Calm Emotions.
Yeah, chill these dudes out.
And see if they can just calm the F down.
Well, it's for right. You guys to just kind of calm down.
And the 10-foot burst, I'm gonna put...
yeah, it'll get. I'm rolling the will saves.
So there you go.
It won't hit the bottom most.
It hits three of them.
Oh, because it has to be at an intersection there, huh?
It's got to be in the blue parts. That one dude's not in the blue part.
Well, that's fine. That's still pretty good. The captain succeeds, so he will take that minus one status penalty to attack rolls. As long as it is sustained. And then we will do the two affected guards, being the one that just struck at Isaiah and the one who was not critically hit into the wall.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Top guard first rolls. God, why every time you cast
critically
this
fails.
Spell? Natural one.
Yep.
So he's permacalm.
Chill, daddy.
Nastiest spell on earth.
I just don't know how I get so unbelievably unlucky with it.
I'll take it.
You're not calm enough, bro.
And we'll,
yeah, cooler than you.
We'll make this, since now it has to be like a thing that I keep track of every single time. Yellow will forever be the coward's color, also known as the calm color.
And you heard it here first.
A yellow
symbolizes cowardice. So say it the Campaign Notes podcast.
You heard it here first. This thing from hundreds of years.
At least since cowboy times, right?
Whatever. For some reason, he's not displaying as yellow, but that's because he's afraid of change. The other one rolls his will save.
That's great.
And so gets... stupid. A normal fail.
Aha.
So he is also suppressed, but hostile actions will unsuppress him.
Gotcha. And you said Captain Boy, he succeeded?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got the minus the one, but he's still one. Aggressive.
Gotcha. That's all three actions for Holt. Calm your ass down, Corver.
All right. Hey, there we go. They added new effects where you can add, you can put a ring on dudes.
Ooh.
I don't know why he's blue.
Getting with the times, huh?
That's terrific. I did not select blue at any point.
Well, but
he's so cowardly, he's blue. anyway, next up, we've got the Calm Guard.
He says, oh, fuck no, he's not breathing.
He says, Captain, Captain Chill, we should investigate. Hey, gentlemen, what happened here? He uses one move to go in, and I'll give one person a free pass to talk to this man.
May I, gentlemen?
I didn't say anything.
I just wanted to get out in front of that one.
I thought about it, but I didn't say anything.
That's why the second Sam put a period on that sentence, I was like, I would like to possibly be the one.
You calmed this horse, you
read. I've already done enough damage by shooting a man in the head.
Talk, bitch.
That'll be fine.
Well, I'm glad you've come to your senses like we tried to explain to your coworkers here, but just there's been a big misunderstanding. We're good fellas. You can trust us. It's just that we got in kind of a kerfuffle and things got out of hand, but I can assure you everything's under control and you don't need to worry about any of this.
Diplomacy. Deception.
Everything's fine on the detention level.
I wanted to make sure I wasn't getting into lying territory too much. So
that's,
I tried to,
no, that's just, that was deception. A bit of a kerfuffle.
Not too bad. 23.
Am I not going out?
No, I hear you.
That's what I've told you twice now. It's deception, what you...
Not diplomacy.
I said diplomacy first, but then I corrected myself.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, so it is deception.
Yes,
so
you are deceiving this man.
Worried about,
you don't need to worry about this murder. About
roll.
But you don't. He doesn't.
Roll deception, motherfucker.
All right. Well, that's not good, because I'm
He's giving
not...
you an opportunity to roll a better roll right now.
That's also true. All right.
A much better roll.
It is a better roll, because that was a natural 18. I am fucking untrained.
Sorry, it is a worse result, I should say.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
It was the result that was worse.
And he says...
Andrew, I would like it if you killed yourself.
Look, I'm sorry, but we do have to be worried about it.
The kids are unalive now.
We are... Like
unalive
part of
yourself, Cod.
We're part of the guard, and there's a dead body there. It's our duty to investigate.
Holt turns around to the rest of the guys. He's like, I gave it a shot. All right, you know, I'm sorry.
Well, I was gonna say he's not dead. He's just taking a quick nap.
And then
it's a super.
The
lie.
Guy who got wall banged goes, Jerry, what the fuck are you doing? And he rushes forward to attack.
I assume he would sound a little wheezier.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry, what the fuck are you doing? Jerry, what are you doing?
And...
You gotta really dig into your Jon Snow there to get
since
it.
Since Cyrus is the one slew him into the wall, he's going to come after you with his halberd. Make a couple strikes. Vith reach.
No, thank you.
First one's a miss with an 18. Second one is a miss with an 18. All right. Top of round, we have the captain. And he's going to rush at Palforius.
Why?
Because you shot him.
I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything.
I didn't do it. Stop.
Stop.
All right. He's going to start and end, actually. Yeah, this will be a two-action. Hammering Flurry.
I don't like
the
that.
The guard makes three club strikes against a single target, ignoring map until after all three strikes are completed.
That doesn't bode well.
So
how does that work? Ignoring until after?
Yep.
So like
it's
his
superpower
next
attack.
Next attack? Yeah.
And so he's just going to run up with his club and start wailing on Palforius. Here we go. Number one. Number two. Number three.
I don't like not seeing any of that.
There was one Tormund. There was one.
No.
Dinar Ahot.
I'm sorry.
Crit fail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. He's trying to do Tormund backwards.
Tormund backwards.
Okay.
I
thought he was about to say Denard Robinson. I was like, there's one Jaguars player?
Literally, he rolled a natural 20, a natural 1, and then a 7 for a 28.
Ah, that hits. That's nice.
So, first we will do this little bit of crit damage. Ka-chow!
The crit, the shit, then the hit.
And then a regular...
And I'm ready to start my day.
But it is still... He is just beating on you, which is like...
Throw a cup of coffee and there we good.
It's a club, but it's like...
Standard
club. It's just a club. So the crit is for 24. The regular hit is for 11. You take a total of 35 damage.
Ow.
Kaboom, kaboom. Stop shooting people.
Boom, kaboom.
Stop breaking into people's homes.
I had probable cause.
You did not provide a warrant at any point during this process.
Hey. Fucking tell somebody about it.
We good to call the cops?
I probably won't have to very soon.
Donut.
We bad to tell you, brother. You just don't realize it yet.
Did nothing happen because of his crit fail?
He's not named.
Oh. Well, yeah, you're right.
Bonin's gonna sidle up to El Capitan and do the usual swinging of the weapons. Yep. Gonna start with the other one. Gonna start with the bleed weapon first. See how that
starting
see
with
how
the
that
bleed.
Goes. 30 total. Hey,
30 total does hit.
Sweet. Oh, I should have marked him first. I didn't. Fuck it. Second swing. 28.
Does not hit.
29 damn. AC.
Thick boy.
Shocker. Rolling damage on the first one. Oof. 11 plus 1d6 bleed.
Ah! I'm bleeding.
Sorry, that was a normal guard voice. I'm bleeding.
I'm bleeding.
I'm bleeding. Help.
Hey, Pilgrim, you better chill out with that bleed weapon.
Say twin parry.
Say
yeah, I don't like how hard this guy is hitting. I'm going to twin parry in my
okay. turn. My knowledge of John Wayne's accent is entirely based on Ryan Stiles from Whose Line Is It Anyway?
It's pretty much perfect. Fine. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Cyrus the Brave.
Yeah. It's going to...
Such is the way.
Such is first the way. Action. Such is the way.
The gate becomes open.
Open gate.
Oh.
But he... Oh, yeah, you know what? Yeah, and he'll go ahead and take that elemental blast he gets for free.
Here we go. Blast it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he's going to take that at... shit, that's he's terminally chill.
Blue guy's terminally blue guy. Chill.
That,
one
yeah,
right
yeah.
in front of
blue him. Blue with ring.
So he's
also,
going to do...
Just out of curiosity, I just want you to check if you haven't looked at it. See if any of the stuff is working in Foundry now. Kinesis-wise.
Some is.
Okay.
Some is, others isn't. Honestly, the thing that they continually fuck up is... not putting in the like level scaled damage, like the heightened, because
no.
like everything a kineticist does has auto heightening, and pretty much like all of them are level plus 4, and
gotcha.
Some things it does that, some things it doesn't. Elemental blast is not one of those things it does, because that can also have multiple attack like damage roll values.
Yeah, depending on the element. Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
Continue.
Which we're about to see. So on the leftmost guard, we'll get an impulse attack. So that will be a 35. Oh, actually, Frightened should fall off, right?
No, it falls off at the end of your turn.
end of the turn. Okay, so that's 35.
Trident should have fallen off already. It should have fallen off at the end of his turn last round. He was frightened the round before, or when the...
Yeah, you are correct.
Was,
thank you.
That was the first thing that happened. Thanks,
yeah, because Captain so 36. A 36 will crit this tiny guard.
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and just do that with cold damage from the water element.
All right.
So that'll be 3d8. Middling. 11 cold damage.
So 22 cold damage potentially. Let me roll that crit card for you. I'm assuming, once again, I'm treating this as bomber spell because, come on.
That's just the easiest way to do it.
And yeah. if you were to look at any of these, like...
The tags are attack, impulse, kineticist, and primal.
Yeah, like...
It's in the primal school, so it should just be spell.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Exactly. Fuck it, there's your justification.
Boom. Honestly, and that's probably...
Until like, I don't want it to be.
yeah. So you will be dealing your 22, and the target is off guard until the end of its next turn.
Ooh,
love it.
Nice. Now, final two actions. I'm going to throw a turn for burst down right
as,
there.
As you do.
Right in the middle to hit the three lesser guardsmen.
And Isaiah. And... Obviously.
But not Isaiah because of...
Yes, everybody.
Selective bullshit.
Yes. I don't think that's everybody, actually what the feat is called, but basically,
everybody
yes.
always takes it if you're a caster.
Yes. And every caster gets a flavor of it. Yeah. So this will be a DC 28 basic reflex.
All
for
right.
For all three of those guys.
I think you misunderstand, Sam. I don't take that as a caster because it's not a feat that results in direct damage to the enemy.
You know what?
Therefore, it's useless.
That is fair.
Ross plays yes. by Pathfinder by 10-year-old playing Pokemon rules.
Yes.
You
if
you
not
said,
attack, no use.
Correct. You said DC 28.
Indeed.
All right. Leftmost guard fails. Middlemost guard... succeeds. Rightmost guard will super fail. Crit fail.
Ooh,
nice.
Baby.
Love it when the super duper calm one.
Yeah, as I were.
Crit fails.
Going to chill the chill one. Who chills the chillers?
Forever.
5d8 cold damage. Wow. All I'm going
right.
to hero point that.
All right. It was 15.
15 total damage on 5d8.
On 5d8, yeah.
Feels bad.
Yeah.
It's not great.
It's good
none of those were
that.
Ones. That's kind of the worst part. Yeah, good thing,
good thing
made
you made that,
that
I squirt
funny.
Myself joke earlier.
Yeah.
That's true.
Better, likely better.
Much better.
23.
So 23 cold damage in that splat. And that area is also difficult terrain until it melts.
Gotcha. So
either naturally or when fire damage is dealt in that square.
Lefternmost guard who failed dies.
Ooh.
Love it.
As he is
nice.
Engulfed in icy, we'll say fucking stalagmites of icicles rise from the ground and just slowly.
Winter's clutch. It's gleaming flakes of chilling snow. So just like beautiful
yeah.
snowfall falls and the guy goes.
Yeah. And becomes Jack Nicholson from the end of The Shining.
Yeah, that guy, he was more of a beach guy.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why he died
a
so
big beach
horribly.
Guy.
The super calm guard on the right takes 46 damage. The normal calm guard in the middle takes 11 damage and is no longer calm.
Take a chill pill, dude.
Oh.
Yeah, bruh.
Right.
Gate still open. Gate still open. That's
gate open,
impulse, baby.
Pal.
Good goddamn.
First action cascading ray from the nemesis to the recently unchilled guard.
All right.
So this is the spell attack roll for it. That's a 25 to hit.
It will hit.
Woo! He has 25 AC probably.
Now, in my mind, the Snickers bar is worth 200 calories.
So it's 4d8 damage.
I wish it worked that way.
Cast is a level 4 spell. Oh my god, 12 on 48.
Oh, 2-1.
I'm not using a hero point because I don't have free hero points like JP. So...
old fucking jokes McGillicuddy.
I know, right? With his, he will take his 12 damage.
Hero point. The key is you just talk a lot and eventually something funny will fall out.
See, I do that, except I only badger Sam when I talk a lot.
Badger
so
me and ramble in Rain Man-esque mathematics about creatures' statistics.
I can't help it.
Speaks in math.
And then...
Definitely 29 AC.
Definitely 25 AC. We're going to running reload.
That's great when he's on your side. 20.
Over to the other side of the room, away from Nemesis.
As a reaction, the guard captain will use no escape. Nope. An enemy within reach attempts to move away. The guard captain strides up to their speed, following the enemy and keeping the enemy in reach throughout its movement. Until the enemy stops.
I mean, I was
going to
shoot him anyway, but now he's going to fucking chase me.
Fucking shuffles after you, all creepy.
That's why I gave him Nemesis.
God damn it, pal. You brought that shit over here? Come on, man. Get your ass beat over there.
It's fun. You know, I'm just going to fucking shoot him.
Stars.
It's a 28 to hit.
A 28 does not hit.
Fuck. He does have 29 AC. Like I said, he
definitely
did.
Definitely 29 AC.
Yeah.
Definitely 29.
That will end my turn.
Great thing is he's got 30 AC.
Oh. I hit him with a 31 earlier.
Yeah. And then someone hit him with a 30, and you're like, definitely 29. Yeah,
I hit him with a 30.
Well, yeah. Somebody else missed him with a 28, and I was like, I'm pretty sure 28 is too low.
You were close.
With the 28. It was the same roll. It was the same fucking attack.
It was because, it's because he has 21 to hit, right, which is one more than our level, so I think he's a level 11, or he's a level 10 with, like, elite statistics, right? So I assumed he had 29 AC, because most characters at our level with relatively medium or heavy armor.